Well, this is all very exciting. The Saratoga Performing Arts Center has completely reimagined their Saratoga Wine and Food Festival. It's happening this coming weekend. The festival will feature a collaboration between renowned regional chefs and international culinary talent, including UK farm-to-table chefs. Adding to the ambiance of the festival will be a sculpture garden presented by the Hyde Collection, featuring works by John Van Alstyne, considered one of America's most important sculptors, in addition to live music curated by Cafe Lena. The festival is set around the Spa State Park Reflecting Pool, slated for October 4th through the 5th. Elizabeth Sobel is president and CEO of Saratoga Performing Arts Center, otherwise known as SPAC. It's a great pleasure to welcome her back to the program. Hello.
Hi.
Are you?
So happy to be back.
We'll get your mic 4 for Elizabeth. Excellent. We can hear you now. Say hi again.
Oh, hi.
Yes, there we go. Excellent. Sarah, you're already on the mic. Sarah Craig is here. She is the executive director of Cafe Lena. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Wonderful to have you both here. All right. Why are reimagining?
Oh, gosh. You asked me the big questions early in the morning. So when I got to SPAC 3 years ago in 2016, it's almost my third anniversary on the dot, I saw a wine and food festival that had been through several iterations, and it was married to classic cars. But I started to think about it and thinking, what do classic cars have to do with wine and food and SPAC? And really wanted to sort of mesh the Wine and Food Festival more with the SPAC mission. A lot of people don't realize that the Saratoga Wine and Food Festival is a SPAC event, and even fewer people realize that it is our biggest fundraiser for our education program. And I'm just going to, you know, the last time I was on this program, I think I mentioned that our education program has grown from serving 5,000 kids to over 38,000. We are now up to serving 49,000 kids throughout the capital region.
Keep finding them.
Yeah. They're out there. So this is a very, very big event for us in terms of funding that burgeoning education program. So I wanted to mesh it more with what SPAC is all about. And, you know, the way I always refer to SPAC as, and the park, as the perfect confluence of man-made beauty and natural beauty. And that was the starting point, how to create a wine and food festival that really celebrated the culinary and the cultural bounty of this amazing capital region.
All right. So you get rid of the cars.
Yep.
Okay. And you focus on the food, you focus on the wine, and you focus on the beauty of SPAC and other things in our region.
And the cultural partners.
In our region.
Yeah.
All right. So is that a hard call to make? Is that an easy call to make when you call up Sarah, when you call up other people of Cafe Lena, when you call up the Hyde and you say, hey, I have an idea?
It was... It's always an easy call to make. Well, first of all, the call to like change things. And then when you actually try to reimagine and transform something, you realize how just overwhelming it is.
Yes.
But in terms of the partnerships, you know, Sarah and I have done so many things together. She's just like one of my favorite people to work with. We always seem to find like a meeting of the minds. And so that was a very easy call to make. And she said yes on, you know, in the moment. So did the same thing happen with Norm Dasher at the Hyde. And then Terry Lynn Pellegrini, who's a fantastic photographer. Basically, everybody was just really excited to participate in this new iteration of what we're doing.
So I want to bring Sarah into this, but before I do, just give me a sense of how it all unfolds then.
So this week, starting tonight, we also started this new Cultivate series, which will lead up to Wine and Food. And Cultivate is really about bringing in speakers. We've got Austin Peltier, who is an Ayurvedic chef, whose sold-out event is tonight. We've got Leah Penniman from Soulfire Farm talking tomorrow night, and she's also doing a workshop. And then we've got Adam Fetterman, young reporter and writer who's written about the original forager, slow food, farm-to-table pioneer, Patience Gray. And so the Cultivate series is really about creating a sense of curiosity around issues of socially conscious cultivation and consumption of food. We want to start a conversation. That then leads into Friday night, where we're doing a forest magic farm-to-table inspired dinner where we're bringing in Tim Spedding and Louise Rudker from the UK to partner with Austin Peltier, who will be one of the chefs, along with local chefs, Kevin London, Dan Spitz, Michael Blake. So it's really bringing progressive chefs from both sides of the Atlantic together to create a really exquisite farm-to-table inspired dinner Friday night. And then Saturday is our classic grand tasting. Lots of phenomenal restaurants, distilleries, wineries from all over the region, and our grand tasting from 12 to 4, and a VIP clubhouse from 11 to 4, which gives even deeper and wider food and wine experiences.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice. All right. So how does Cafe Lena come in?
Cafe Lena, let's let Sarah give you her retelling.
All right. I was gonna have her set it up as this is what I was looking for, and then this is what you came up with. But
right.
What were they looking for?
Well, you know, I think that where Elizabeth and I have a meeting of minds is that we see all of our work as feeding, not just providing entertainment, but feeding the spirit in some way. And when you look at what his...
No easy job.
No easy job. And you know, frankly, I've been tuned into WAMC since I got up this morning at about 6:30. And it's easy for people to start to feel kind of stressed out.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. And so if you lived only in that river of events, you would be losing something of yourself and you would be a worried person. But fortunately, we can come back to our core selves and what keeps our spirits healthy. And part of that is finding and preparing food together and eating it together. Part of it is telling stories together and making music together and making pictures together. And that is what SPAC is doing in their beautiful forest setting. And it's what Cafe Lena is doing in its little room that's like a family living room. And I think that there's a lot of motivation that we have in common between Elizabeth and myself. And frankly, it's resonating really well with the people who enjoy our organizations and enjoy our programming. So when she said, I have a new way that I want to do the Wine and Food Festival, and I would like you to handle the music, I immediately knew what the right music would be for that event. It would be music that would speak to our simple core humanity that comes from our connection with the earth and with sharing creative experiences together. And so I went looking for some really cool music. One of the bands is from Sweden. Their Colonian is the name of the band. And they kind of sound a little reggae-ish. I think you had some of their music playing right before we came on. And Elizabeth, who has roots in North Carolina, very specifically asked me to find a hammered dulcimer player. And I said, well, I got one of those. And that's Dan Duggan, and he's pairing with Dan Berggren. Dan Duggan started winning national hammered dulcimer championships when he was just a teenager. He's a wonderful player from the North Country. He's pairing with Dan Berggren, so that'll be a hammered dulcimer and guitar duo. And then I always love to give the next generation a place on stage, and so I found a band called Mama's Marmalade, which has a food-related name,
can't
so that was
that.
Kind of irresistible. And they're from Northampton, and that's a progressive bluegrass band with really great chops.
That's great. Is it different playing in that for these performers? Is it different playing in this setting in a festival setting than it would be in a concert setting?
It is. I mean, it's definitely different, but this is a kind of intimate and contained festival setting
yes.
where I think that the music is really going to shine, and it's a it's going to be a lawn full of people who are there to really wake up their senses. And I think the ears are going to be in it.
Okay. Now, having heard all of that, now everybody out there knows why I love working with Sarah Kraft, right?
Seems like.
I mean, she's just amazing. You know, I might also add that the performances will take place on the main stage, which is in the first of three grand tasting tents. And as we're doing the changeovers for the band, we will also have art talks. So we will have John von Alstein will be there talking about a sculpture. We will have Terry Lynn Pellegri there talking about her photography. And we will have Austin Peltier talking about Ayurvedic, being an Ayurvedic chef. So
yeah.
Not only will they get the music, but they're also going to get these intimate conversations.
So let's talk about the sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come to be a part of it?
Well, so it's interesting because I had not met John, but I knew his work and really loved it. And when I started talking to Norm Dasher about the Hyde being involved, I love the Hyde collection. And so I it's just one of the most incredible, you know, gems of the region. And when he and I were talking about what that might look like, because they don't actually have a lot of sculpture, outdoor sculpture, big monumental
right.
pieces, John's name came up and we were immediately both like, that's it, that's the person. And why John? Because his work really does speak to sort of organic materials, indoor, outdoor, sort of what we want to be doing with the festival and really with spec programming going forward is, you know, pulling our beautiful forest setting inside and also taking incredible art outside so that there's a kind of these porous borders between man-made beauty and natural beauty.
So how many sculptures will be there?
There'll be five.
Five.
Very large sculptures. They'll be
yeah.
outdoors. And so the tents, as you know, as we mentioned, around the reflecting pool, there will be beautiful floating things in the water, and I hope it's not just algae. No, there will be some really beautiful there will be beautiful pieces of art in the reflecting pool. It'll be beautifully lit.
Leftovers from the Willie Nelson concert.
You said it. I did not. The sculptures will be major pieces, and there'll be sort of in each of the corners around the tents, so that there will be these sort of sculpture garden areas where people can sit. It is looking very sunny for Saturday.
Yeah,
it might be a little brisk, but it's supposed to be sunny and beautiful. So
that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so when you put all this together, obviously the food element and why, so did you but you did move it a couple of weeks too. Was that a concern?
Yeah. So last year, you know, when I came to Spec 3 years ago, obviously there were many things I wanted to turn my attention to enhance and reimagine and such. So Wine and Food was kind of the last. It's a big bear of an undertaking, and also because it's not specifically aligned with, you know, performing arts like our residencies are. It took me a little while to just figure out what I thought it was important to do with it. And so last year it became very clear that its traditional place, the weekend after Labor Day, not only were restaurants and their staffs running on fumes after track season,
yeah.
but frankly, our staff was running on fumes. And so by moving it into October, not only did we give people a breather, but we also entered harvest season, you know,
yeah.
which is a perfect place. We're really bringing in a lot of local farms to as providers for the Friday night Forest Magic Dinner, along with the regional chef. So it really is a celebration of the bounty of the region.
So the best way for people to enjoy the celebration?
So go to spec.org, obviously,
yeah.
for details. The Forest Magic Dinner is sold out. However, there is a waiting list. So
yeah.
there is a number to call specifically about the Forest Magic Dinner. And then spec.org for tickets for Saturday, whether you want just the grand tasting event or whether you want the added experience of the VIP clubhouse and the additional food and wine experiences.
You have mixologists.
We do. We've got these two amazing mixologists from a very, very exciting bar restaurant in New York City called Existing Conditions. One of the mixologists was up here for for Pitney Farms event this summer, and he collected water from the park, the healing waters from the park to make
okay.
the cocktails.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Right? Yeah.
Collecting water. Okay.
Well, so for the healing waters.
Yes, waters.
Yes,
so we have a healing
cocktail. There will be many healing cocktails. There will be many cocktails, some of them healing.
I was waiting for other ingredients. You surprised me with the water.
I
refer to as Vichy water, yes?
Yes.
What
we'll say.
I mean, it's the not the natural spring water, but more
it's from the mineral springs.
Yeah, the mineral water. That's
waters.
What we call
yeah,
it. Yeah,
we'll be, yeah, like bringing that whole Saratoga healing water thing in, along with mezcal, no, or other things.
Yes, yes. Well, my father always said that that was the best mixer. The problem was, yeah. By the time you got it from, by the time you put it in a bottle and brought it home, it had sort of lost its, you know.
Well, and another reason why to do
yeah.
the Wine and Food
do
Festival
right
there. In the middle where the springs
right where
are
the springs
surrounding
are.
You.
And you have one right across the street, right behind you.
That's right.
They're all over the place, all around you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Sarah, you're looking forward to this. This is exciting. And I assume it's just good. It's also great to be out in front of the community in a different place other than
It's super
downtown.
Fun. Yeah, we did two summers. We did an outdoor series
yep.
at SPAC. Elizabeth had us put on a series at the gazebo stage. This past summer, we did an outdoor series at Pitney Meadows Community Farm. And we do love to get outside of our four walls when we can. And particularly for this cause, because like Elizabeth said, they're coming up on serving 50,000 school children a year. And personally, I would not be in the line of work that I'm in and wouldn't have the life that I have if it hadn't been for arts in schools and seeing symphonies and seeing opera and so forth when I was a student in elementary school. And those are unforgettable experiences for me. And I just think that our school kids need that. And so every time you take a bite of food this Saturday or listen to a note, you
just think of that.
Helping a child.
There's also the point, too, and certainly from your you make a great point about seeing it as a young child and what it means to you and what it fosters in you. But there's also the flip side to that, which is that this is your future audience and to let them know that you're out there and to cultivate those audiences when they're very young.
Your future
Absolutely.
Audience, your future musicians, and your future arts administrators.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a dearth of all of that out there. And part of our cause is to cultivate, as you said.
And kids, if you want the real story on being an arts administrator, Elizabeth and Sarah will be available at the, at the festival
the
to tell
oh
you
God.
All kinds of stories about
yeah.
what it's like.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the festival is in the Spa State Park, right in the reflecting pool. It's the most gorgeous place.
It is
so
spectacularly
beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's the 4th and the 5th, and you can find out more information by going simply to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Elizabeth Sobel is president and CEO of SPAC, Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and Sarah Craig is executive director for Cafe Lena. The Saratoga Wine and Food Festival is at SPAC on the 4th and 5th, SPAC.org for the complete schedule. Thank you both so much for being here. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You too.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.